News Talk 1620 WTAW this morning outside St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan was groundbreaking for the new $20 million Level 2 trauma unit. This was something that was formally announced last December. Again, groundbreaking taking place this morning. Had an opportunity to visit with St. Joseph CEO Kathy Cruzy about the trauma center and what that will mean in a variety of dimensions.
We are building a new addition to the main patient tower to house an emergency and trauma center, which will more than double the size of the current space. So our program has really experienced a lot of growth over the years, and especially since we elevated our program to a level two trauma designation.
If you would take us back to the time where this idea was initially planted and what you all have to go through to get to today's groundbreaking.
That's a great question. So we engaged a national expert to help us do a thorough study because we know that there are a lot of changes happening not only in our marketplace but also in healthcare in general. And we wanted to make sure that we had as clear of a crystal ball as we possibly could to figure out what the need would be over the next several decades so that we could plan appropriately for that. For example, one of the things that we looked at was there's more and more of a push for ensuring that people receive non-emergency care either in a patient-centered medical home in their family physician's office or in an urgent care center as opposed to an emergency department. So we looked at our volume of non-urgent, non-emergency visits, and our percentage was much lower than what is being experienced across the nation. So in this community, people are already doing a pretty good job of accessing those other care settings for their needs. So the people that we do have coming to the St. Joseph Regional Emergency Department really need that level of care.
Again, visiting with Kathy Cruzy, the chief executive of St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan this morning, groundbreaking taking place on the new $20 million Level 2 Trauma Center. I recall the initial announcement for this taking place last December. Between then and now, what else was considered in getting to this point today?
So we wanted to determine where was the best location on the campus for the new center, and our first option that we wanted to evaluate was expanding the current department in its current location. However, when we looked at what the programmatic space needs were and the current site, there's such a drop-off on the site out in front that we were advised it would be prohibitively expensive to just expand from the current location. So then our outside experts worked with us to really, they drew a whole circle around the campus, and we probably looked at four or five different spots all around the campus and looked at adjacencies to other departments like our surgery department and our cath lab, as well as some of the HVAC and some of the engineering components, traffic with ambulances coming in, as well as the helicopters. So all of those factors were evaluated, which then took us to the final decision point, which is the current plan is to add on to the main patient tower on the south end. So that allows us the square footage space that we need to create the department that will meet our needs, the ambulance, the helicopter, the adjacencies to the OR and cath lab all were very positive, and we were able to take care of the site and engineering issues and stay within our designated budget.
Continuing my visit with Kathy Kersey, the Chief Executive of St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan, this morning groundbreaking taking place on the $20 million Level 2 Trauma Unit, asking her about the construction timeline.
We will be beginning construction this month, and we're on a schedule to wrap up by March of 2016.
Very aggressive. You guys are competing with Kyle Field.
Well, I know we are, but they have some football games to play this fall, so that'll help us out. We have a wonderful team from Vaughn Construction that has a lot of healthcare experience, and they've worked with us on other projects, so we're very excited about having them as partners.
Well, while they're playing football at Kyle Field, you all are still taking care of patients.
That's right. That's right.
And how... I'm sure there's been a lot of communication with your staff about how all this is going to be navigated.
Yes, indeed. And so that's why one of the first steps is demolition of the building that was actually right by where the groundbreaking was held today, where the Health for All Clinic was formerly located. That building will be demolished to create additional space for parking, which will be very important as we begin the construction. The construction will actually take place in the current parking lot, so that will help to backfill those lost parking spaces.
What does the Level 2 Trauma Unit allow St. Joseph's to do?
The capabilities that we have is a rapid response from a wide variety of professionals, not just the trauma surgeon, but orthopedic surgeons, neurosurgeons, and then other specialists that are required, like urologists and so forth. So it's really having access and quick access to a whole range of professionals to make sure that those needed services can be provided in short order. There's also a follow-up process in the trauma service itself. So once a patient is stabilized and then admitted to the hospital, then that whole team of professionals, you know, rounds on the patient daily, and it's an interdisciplinary plan of care that's then provided to the patients.
Visiting with Kathy Kersey, the Chief Executive at St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan, about groundbreaking taking place this morning for their $20 million Level 2 Trauma Unit. Since that announcement was made last December, how has staffing changed in preparation and anticipation of the addition?
Our volume has continued to increase as word of our increased capabilities has become better known in some of the outlying EMS services. So we continue to add staff to, you know, address the increased volume. We're definitely well-staffed with our trauma program coordinator and our leadership staff and our surgeons. So it's really more the patient care staff, the nurses and technicians and things like that that we'll continue to add. But we have some capacity within our surgeons that will allow us to handle that extra volume.
Has this made it more attractive for prospective employees to make the decision to come on board with St. Joseph because of the trauma center?
I think that it definitely is. You know, one of the things that we really strive to do at St. Joseph is to provide an outstanding work environment, because we know that when you do that, that makes it that much easier to provide excellent patient care. So we really look at, you know, the environment that we have for people to provide care, and we've involved our staff in the design of the emergency and trauma center. So the, you know, layout, the size of the rooms, you know, where the equipment would go, all of those elements. We actually had a huge event out of the Brazos Center in January where our architects and engineers worked with us to put together real-sized cardboard room layouts So based on that, our staff were able to make modifications when they could see, you know, how where things would go and what the flow would be. But we've had lots of staff and physician involvement in the design of the center.
Which I just brought up the reference to being able to recruit additional people. I would think this is something that helps you retain the folks that you have now.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've had a lot of enthusiasm from our staff and physicians about the improvement, so we're very pleased about that.
Since the medical profession seems to be one of the most competitive fields in trying to bring on and keep people, this really sounds like a big win in that respect.
I think so, and we know that there's lots of growth that's happening in Bryan College Station, and with the Research Valley Partnership and all of the new businesses, the oil and gas industry and how that's growing in the area, there are more and more people that are relocating to Bryan College Station, whether it's, you know, families or retirees. Things are definitely on the upswing, and the need is increasing.
The other thing that just popped into my head, the timing of this seems really appropriate, too, because y'all in the city of Bryan are doing this medical district and getting both of these things started almost simultaneously. That seems to be a positive also.
I agree. I do think that there's a recognition of the importance of the healthcare system. You know, when new businesses are looking at possibly relocating here, that's one of the questions that they have. You know, what are the capabilities of the local healthcare system? And so we're just very happy to be able to provide these additional services.
Thanks again to Kathy Kersey, the chief executive at St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan, again celebrating groundbreaking this morning of their $20 million Level 2 trauma unit. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.